right, take your Bibles, turn to Exodus chapter 9. I plan to leave you out early tonight, and it's all dependent on how well you respond to the sermon and say amen tonight.
Amen, hallelujah!
I didn't tell you, the louder you say it, the longer I'm going to be. But it's a shorter message on purpose, that way you can go get some ice cream and cool down, or... What was that? See, I know how to make Joe spend money. Oh, that's funny. Me and Gus think on the same level, amen? Little Gus. Oh, that's funny. Exodus chapter 9, we're going to read verses 22 through 29 together. And before I preach and before we read... This morning I preached with a purpose. I had an arrow out today, and I shot, and I hit the bullseye of what I wanted to hit today. Sometimes I shoot a shotgun and just shoot everything. Tonight I'm not pulling the gun out. We're going to take the top off the convertible and just kind of drive around a little bit and look at a truth. That's all it is. I don't have a hook in this. It's just something I think needs said. We live in weird days, and I think this is time to say something. And I'm going to say it. So Exodus chapter 9, verses 22 through 29. Let's read responsively. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt upon man, and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with hail, very grievous, such as there were none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every herb of the field, and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called from Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough, that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. And Moses said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord's. And let's pray. Father, we sure do need you. Lord, in a time and an age where man is enamored with himself, with his own mind, his own thinking, even his own ways, we have even rewritten truth to slight it man's way and not your way. I pray that you'd use tonight, calm us, give us a confidence, give us a steadiness to be able to make it through these tumultuous times, please. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a lot of talk in society today about the earth. People warn us of global warming, not having enough drinking water, pollution, running out of oil, too much plastic, the landfills are overtaking the earth, etc., etc. Folks, we have computer models telling us of global warming and glacial melting causing the oceans to get deeper. But I want you to notice something. Every time they say it, it's computer models, not fact. It's projected what could be, but not what is. Anytime you look up anything about global warming, they'll talk about the computer models. Well, can I tell you something? A computer model is set up by whom? People. So we skew the results to say what we want them to say. And that is exactly what this is all about. Now, we have people who protest drilling for oil, but they drive cars and fly in airplanes to get to their meetings. Now, think through that one. They don't have gasoline or the wherewithal to fly a plane or drive a car without the oil. Well, let's go electric with our cars. Do you want to find out something about electric cars? I think this is funny. When you plug it into the wall to charge it up, do you know where the power came from? A coal plant.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
A coal plant. We think we're doing so much wonderful stuff, and we really aren't. Now, let me assure you, the Earth will not self-destruct. The Earth is not going to run out of resource for man. Did you know it's been here for almost 7,000 years and hasn't run out yet? Guess what? There's more under there and in there than we even know about. Now, I say that to say this. Man did not make the world. God made the world. Why is it that man, left to his own sin in limited mentality, thinks the earth will not sustain life? Because man is finite and is not eternal. Man can't think past 70 years in a lifespan or generations. Man is limited by time. God is not limited by time. Now, man does not own the earth. God does. Man didn't make the earth. God did. Man doesn't even really know how it runs, but God does. Now, here in Exodus chapter 9, give me just a moment. I'll do a little study, and then I'm going to jump into the practicality here. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to stomp. But here in Exodus 9, Moses is dealing with Pharaoh, and we're in the middle of the 10 plagues before Pharaoh lets the Jews out of the Egyptian bondage. Now, I want you to listen to something. The plague of hail was the sixth plague. That means they've been through five. We read number six, and at the end of the sixth out of 10 plagues, Moses and God make this statement, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's. Now, you have to understand, the Egyptians were what they call polytheistic. Ooh, that's a big word. Again, I paid a lot for an education. Might as well use it, right? That means they believed in many gods. Every one of these plagues, of the 10 plagues of Egypt, dealt with the gods of Egypt. They worshipped the Nile River, so God turned it into blood. They worshipped the frogs, and God brought them enough to where they were everywhere in their beds, in their ovens, in their cupboards, and everywhere else. They worshipped the lice. Why in the world, I do not know. You know, it's just one of those things that you hear about it, and you start doing that, and everybody just starts scratching. All right? Brother Barnes, they don't live in short hair or no hair. All right, but but that's what they did. They worshiped flies. You know, just some things shouldn't be. Yeah, even man is pretty stupid when he starts worshiping lice and flies and frogs. And we could go on and on, but every one of these plagues dealt with a false god of Egypt. And God wasn't just throwing something out there. He was destroying one of the Egyptian gods in the Egyptian's presence. But we get to the sixth one with the hail mixed with fire. And it's, if you read through there, it says there wasn't one tree of the field that wasn't broken. Now think through this. Think through in an entire country and not one tree was here that hadn't been broken by the hail. And all the animals, and all the birds. I mean, you watched everything walking around, broken, bloodied, limping, if it lived. And it was throwing hailstones down the size of volleyballs that had fire in it. Now, you know what it's like getting dinged with a little quarter-sized piece of hail. Imagine something the size of a volleyball coming down, and then it's got fire attached to it. Yeah, buddy, it's like getting hit with a volcano. Here you come. And it wasn't good. My mom and dad, when they lived in Indiana, they had a pond behind their house. And they had a huge hailstorm, and they had baseball, softball-size hail. They were taking pictures of the hail hitting the water, and it just looked like cannonballs hitting and the splashes going up 6-8 feet in the air on each one of those things. And there was virtually every roof in their subdivision had to be replaced. I mean, it was a nasty hailstorm back in Indiana. And I've seen some pretty bad hail damage before, but not like this. Now, here's what I want you to notice. God was telling Pharaoh through Moses that God's in control of nature, not man. He says that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord's. Amen. The earth is the Lord's. Now, God used Moses to deliver this message. Now, let me bring you a concept that has been taught for generations in our world today. There's no such thing as Mother Earth.
Right.
That's man-made. That's polytheistic Egyptian godism.
Right.
It's not Mother Nature, it's God.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's all Mother Nature. No, it's God.
Yes, sir.
God is in control of it all. He set it in motion, all right? The earth is God. The earth is God's. No matter what man does, he cannot and will not destroy the earth. Hang on here. I'm going to use this in just a second here, but listen to me. 70 years ago, we bombed a place in Japan called Hiroshima. When we bombed Hiroshima, we were told that nobody would be able to inhabit Hiroshima for 100 years. We wouldn't even be able to go back in and check it out for 100 years. That was 70 years ago. This is modern-day Hiroshima. It is a city of 1.17 million people, thriving. It has been totally rebuilt. It is a very modern, high-tech city. It's actually as big or a little bigger than downtown Chicago and all of the, not the suburbs, but main Chicago itself. Hiroshima is a massive city. We weren't even supposed to be in there for 100 years. That's 70 years later. We thought we were going to have global destruction with nuclear bombs. Can I tell you something? They've built a city of 1.17 million people where we bombed it with a nuclear bomb. Don't tell me man can destroy the earth. Man can't. Oh, we've had all of these oil spills in the ocean. Yeah, have you ever been to the ocean? There's no oil there. Do you know you go along the coastline anywhere and you'll find oil every once in a while that actually seeps up from the ground and comes up and they get tar balls? It's not because of a oil spill. It happens naturally. But salt water has a way of attaching to it, breaking it down, and sinking it to the bottom of the ocean. Salt water is a cleanser. I'm going to tell you something. Do you know how they break up an oil spill out in the middle of the ocean? They get thousands of gallons of dish soap and pour it into the ocean. It breaks it up into smaller globs, and it sinks to the bottom of the ocean like it normally would. It just goes a little faster. That's it. You don't have to do that. It'll break itself up. By the way, that's why God said he's buried our sins in the depths of the sea. Our sin attaches to the sea, sinks to the bottom, and what happens is all the water, all the runoff water, I heard this the other day. I started laughing. For those of you that live in Maryland, God bless you. The People's Republic of Maryland is really scary. They want to build all these wonderful flowers and plants around all of the drainage ditches so that the water, by the time that it gets to the drainage ditch, is cleaner and we have cleaner discharge from rainwater. How much water is going to get cleaned when it came down out of the sky today? Well, it's going to filter and it's going to go through. Yeah, it will, but that's why the water table doesn't sit on top of the ground. it goes down through the dirt. All the dirt and the impurities stay in the dirt and put fertility back into the soil. The water sinks down, cleanses itself, and comes back up, and we drink it. Oh, I'm just so worried. We've got to have all these regulations on water runoff, and we might have oil from people's tires and people's cars, and it's going to get into our water table. No, it doesn't. I hate to disappoint you. It doesn't. You'd be scared to drink tap water if you knew what really went into water. And it's not what they're putting into it. It's the sewage that you put into it that gets recycled, and the medications that people drink that are filtered through their bodies, and we wonder why people are acting weird these days. And that's as far as I'm going with the subject, but I do know what I'm talking about there. Well, we want non-GMO food. We want no animals that have been touched with, antibiotics. That's the word. Thank you. Can I tell you something? I'd rather eat a cow that had an antibiotic shot and didn't have infection than something they cut open that's got green pus sticking out of it and they put it on the shelf. And by the way, they can tell, and you can put 2 drops of it in an Olympic-sized swimming pool and see if it's in there. They can test to that. It's proven fact it doesn't stay in the meat of the animal. Now, I'm not going to fight with you over it. You do what you want. Well, we want free-range chickens. Go for it. We want Black Angus beef. Did you know what Black Angus beef means to the FDA? The amount of black skin on a cow.
Right.
It's not the breed. It's the amount of black on it. I hate to disappoint you. Yeah, as soon as you peel that skin off, it doesn't matter what it was. Now, everybody doing all right? We're all programmed to thinking that all this stuff is natural and it's healthy. It's no different than anything else. Now, hang on for a second. God told Moses to tell Pharaoh the earth is the Lord's. The same earth that was here when Pharaoh reigned in Egypt some 4,000 years ago is the same earth that's here now. Pharaoh's dead, gone, buried. His bones are dried up and gone, but the earth is still here. I guess Pharaoh wasn't God, was he? I guess even Pharaoh couldn't control the earth. Now, oil spills have come and gone, but the oceans are fine. Hurricanes, tornadoes, drought, blizzard, floods, earthquakes, volcanoes, disasters of all time happening yearly all over the globe. And guess what? The world hasn't destroyed itself yet. I've been through earthquakes. I've been through tornadoes. I've been through hurricanes. I've been in blizzards more than I can count, including last year's. I've been through floods. I've been in flooded areas. You name it. I haven't been to a volcano. Brother Stoltz lived near Mount St. Helens at one point in time. But guess what? Even that is cleaning itself up and is fine. You know, when Mount St. Helens exploded 20-some years ago, it didn't destroy the world. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not real smart, but I'm not going to build my house near a volcano. Oh, look at all the devastation God did. Well, dummy, God put the volcano there. Why didn't you stay away from it?
Right.
We'll go up there and look at the thing and say, oh, I wonder what they're going to do today. All right, vaporization. Good night. Well, God just hates us. No, he gave you enough sense to not build a house near there. Now, let me say this. Man can live life easier or harder for himself on this earth. But the earth is not run by man. God owns and runs the earth, not man. Man is to be the caretaker of the earth, and the earth will be fine with or without us. Earth has not changed at all due to one single human being on the face of this earth. We can drop a nuclear bomb a day, and the earth will still be here. Now think through that. We may not be, but the earth would be. When they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it didn't destroy the earth. Everybody doing all right? Now, hang on here. Man has made living on the earth easier for himself at times and harder for himself at times. But the world didn't change because man was here. Now, man can't control the sunrise or the sunset. Man can't control the ocean tides. Man can't control the weather. Man can't change the earth. He can only manage it and harvest and gather its wealth. But we cannot destroy it. The earth is the Lord's. In Psalms it says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I could go on and on and on and on and quote scripture after scripture. I won't, but I have about 15 minutes because I'm going to let you out early because nobody has said amen yet. number one, God created the earth. It didn't happen as a big bang. God created the earth. It did not happen as a big bang. Can I tell you all something? If there is no gravity in space, which there is not, we can't go back billions and billions and billions of years and there was this giant, giant, super giant piece of whatever in the universe somewhere, and all of a sudden, for some reason, it decided to explode and it exploded. And you have all the galaxies and all of the stars and everything else that burst away from that one big bang. And now there's only one of those that has the ability to have 9 or 8 planets. Scientists can't even agree on that. And one sun with all these planets. That's okay. Look this way. And only one of those planets out of the 9 has the ability to sustain any life at all. And let me ask you a question. How come the galaxy isn't still flinging out through space?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Because there's no gravity, it would still be flinging out at the same speed it left when it started the explosion. The philosophy of the Big Bang Theory is garbage.
Right.
They have taught you that some smart people have tried to teach you that they know more than what God said. My Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
That's right. That's
the earth was without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. Can I tell you something? God made it.
Amen.
He made the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars. He made it all. There is no such thing as a big bang. If it went poof in no gravity, guess what? It's still going poof. The galaxies aren't drifting farther apart. They stay the same distance. Our galaxy, our stars are so predictable, we can pick any date in history, and you can go back thousands of years and find out exactly what the night sky looked like because it's predictable 365 and a quarter times a year. If you want to know what it looked like in 4 BC on December 25th, you can plug the timing in. They can pull it up and show you exactly what the star alignment was. Everybody doing all right? Say why? Because it is that predictable. Because when God puts something into motion, it stays in motion the right way. Evolution's Big Bang is man's idea. And by the way, that didn't come about to the 1800s, the late 1800s, after Darwin's theory of evolution. Honestly, the Big Bang theory didn't actually come out to the mid-1900s, if you want to get down to it. But it was all related to evolution to get God out of society. Now, everybody doing okay? Think of how many wars our world has seen, and the world's still going. Germany bombed London every day for about a year and a half during World War II. And London's still here. Think of how many bombs we've dropped. Now, no human has ever changed the sunrise or moved a tide or changed a season. And man cannot alter what God put in motion.
Yes,
did you know man can't change time? I don't care how many times Superman goes around the earth backwards, he's not going to stop the rotation of the earth. I know that disappoints you. I know that's just like telling you that the Easter Bunny's laying eggs. All right, but it's just not true. Now, we can make life easier or more difficult on ourselves, but the earth keeps going and man dies. There's nothing man can do to change it. Did you know, no matter who's born or who dies today, the sun's still going to set? You know, no matter who's born tomorrow or who dies tomorrow, the sun's still going to rise, and we can tell you what time it's going to rise. Now, you might not be able to see it, but it's going to be there. Say, why is that? Because what God put in motion, he keeps sustained. We can tell you what time the tide is going to be high or low. We can tell you when it's coming in or going out. We can tell you sunrise, sunset. We can predict the weather somewhat. The weather patterns and the wind patterns and all those things. The water cycle. Did you know there's not one less drop of water on the face of the earth right now than there was 7,000 years ago? We will never run out of drinking water. It all goes back into the sea. That's why you have a water cycle. It goes up as rain. It comes down. It feeds the rivers and everything. We drink it, fills our well systems, goes down into the ocean, cleans itself, evaporates, goes back up. The winds blow it across the oceans onto the land. God brings it out in the clouds, and it comes back down, does the same thing, and it's the same water over and over and over and over again. Well, we're going to run out of water under the ground. Yeah, if it gets dry out there, it will. But you let it rain a little bit, it fills back up. There are wells in places that have been dug for thousands of years, and they're still giving water. Boy, that's good stuff. I got to hurry. Number two, man was put here to manage the earth. So, God created the earth. It didn't happen as a big bang. Big bang. Big band. Number two, man was put here to manage the earth. Take your Bible, turn to Genesis chapter 1 real quickly here. I'm just going to show you something real quick in verse 26. The Bible says, "And God said, let us make man in our image after the likeness of, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." That word dominion, if you mark in your Bible, you can mark that. That word dominion means dominance or management. Let man have dominance or management over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every over cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That's politicians. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over everything that every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Wow. God said we were supposed to be able to do these things. I know, you got your cruelty to animal people that want to shut down these animal parks that have the whales and the porpoises and the dolphins that do all their tricks and things. God told us we were supposed to have dominion over them. I just think it's amazing. We can train out. God told us we could. Genesis chapter 1. He taught man how to do it. We shouldn't be surprised. Did you know I can train my puppy dog? I know that shocked you, but I got her trained. When she's got to go to the bathroom, she's got to go outside. And she lets us know she's got to go outside. When Mindy's got to go outside, Mindy, go outside. I taught my children how to go. I mean, just trying to wake you up, y'all. I'm not going there, Ashley. Don't even. Saw it in her eyes. Now, can I tell you something? We can train. My dog, if she goes to a place to where she's not supposed to head towards or she's about to do something, is all I got to do is go, yeah. Buddy, she's turning her head. She'll look at me. She'll be sitting there and I'll say, sit. And she'll plop her down. She gets real excited, and she puts it down and gets it back up, you know, like this, and stay. And she'll sit there, and she's going like this. She's ready to go. But she'll do what I tell her to do. Why does it surprise us other animals can't do that? You can train a horse. Most of the time, you can train a mule or a donkey. You can even train oxen. Fellas, we're working at training our wives. They gave up trying to train us. Now, I say that to say this. God gave us that ability. God gave us that ability. Did you know that we're supposed to farm? We're supposed to take care of the land? Can I tell you why we have some of the biggest forest fires in the world in America? because our stupid government won't let us go in and clean the force out. If they let us go in and take care of all the underbrush, get rid of the dead wood, well, we have to leave it pristine as it was. It should always be just the way it is. No, that's stupid. That's being lazy. God said take care of it, so it doesn't do that. Because man doesn't, God has to send fire to burn it so that it can come back. If we go in and clean out all the dead wood and the dead underbrush and the dryness, you don't hear about huge forest fires in Europe because they clean up their woods. After World War II, Patton in Germany had the German people going out cutting wood so that they had wood for their fires for wintertime. He got criticized by the United States government for making them work, but he made them work so that they had the wherewithal to survive a cold European winter. We won't go there. There is no global warming. There's no danger of landfills taking over the earth. You don't have to worry about plastic bottles and plastic bags that never decompose. Do you know where the plastic came from? The ground. Now, I'm for reusing what we can reuse. I'm not for being pigs, just so you know. West Virginia has some of the trashiest people I've ever met. They just throw everything out the window of their car as they drive down the road. Never seen anything like it. Mindy and I were coming to church this morning. Somebody had dumped two bags of trash out in the middle of Route 45 up by my house. I mean, it was all over the road. And I'm talking about bottles of oil and trash and everything else. And I thought, people are pigs. They'll take their old mattresses and throw it on the side of the road. We're supposed to take care of things. I don't think we ought to live like pigs. And I think if we can reuse metal, we reuse it. All right? If we can reuse the plastic, go for it. But just because you put it in a landfill doesn't mean that the world's going to come to an end because a plastic bottle won't break down. It came out of the ground to begin with. Everybody doing all right? The wealth and productivity of the earth will not run out. We will not run out of oil. We will not run out of coal. We will not run out of water. And we're not going to run out of the resources necessary for life. God promised that. Oh, the ground is so bad and we're just over farming it. Yeah, we have fertilizers. You have natural fertilizers you can use as well as others. And God will sustain it. Sometimes he puts you through a drought so that you don't oversaturate or overuse the soils and it'll break it up and give the land time to rest because man won't give the land time to rest. And I won't go any farther with that. I got to hurry. The very scientists who all tell us that DNA is based on X chromosomes and Y chromosomes, and they can tell you genetically what something is, either male or female, are the same idiots that tell us that man can choose whether he's a man or not, or a woman or not, or if he doesn't know, it's to be determined. Now, if you go to any scientist, they'll break it down and say it's X chromosomes or Y chromosomes, meaning boys or girls. All right? Now, can I tell you something? It's true with the human race as well. When you're born, God gave you the parts to tell you what you is. And no matter how many people tell you you can choose what you are, they're not right. Okay? And I'm not going any further with that. Man has allowed our own success with the earth to destroy our belief in God. We have harvested the success of the earth to destroy our belief in God. We kill for gold and silver. We kill for the things we want. We get mad at police officers that try to enforce the laws. And now we have people killing police officers, protecting them for their right to protest against the police officers. Number three, and I'll finish. Don't listen to the fear of the press of today. Don't listen to the fear in the press of today. Water runoff is not supposed to be drinking water until it goes to the water table. Did you know that? Now, I'm not real smart, but I don't go drinking out of mud puddles, do you? Brother Wiley steps in them in the parking lot just to see how deep they are and splash them when he's coming to church. But I learned a long time ago, that's dirty water. I didn't need a scientist to tell me that. I really didn't. But I knew when I turned the faucet on or I got water out of the refrigerator, it was clean enough to drink. Did you know when it falls from the sky, it's really not as clean as you think it is? It's really not. It's full of pollutants. That's why it fell. It takes pollution to help it rain. It takes dirt, dust, and pollution to help it rain. Because that's what the water molecules stick to so that it falls to the earth. Everybody doing all right? Okay. Do your science. You'll figure it out. We're not going to burn up or drown from the polar caps melting. Fuzzy the bear isn't going to die because he's got to swim a little farther this year than they thought he swam last year. And I don't know about you. I've never met a polar bear, so I really don't care if it lives or dies. I'm sorry. I'm not going to alter my lifestyle for a stupid bear.
Amen.
Now, if he's in my path, I may alter my life a little, but I'm not going to alter it till then. It's amazing they didn't talk about global warming when we had 4 feet of snow on the ground. Everybody doing all right? Well, that was a polar vortex. There is no such thing. And by the way, you can't get cold winters because of global warming. Now think through that. They're telling you all these extreme temperatures in the wintertime are due to global warming. Okay, folks, I'm only 49 years old. But I know this, hot does not turn cold. I can prove it. Go home, light a match, and put your hand over it and say, ooh, feel how cold that is. Y'all know what I'm talking about? All right. Let's be wise as we use the earth for our good and leave it in as good a shape as we can for generations to come. Now, here's where I'm going to go and I'm done. An oppressive government wants its people to live in fear and creates crisis. Oppressive governments create crisis to keep people dependent on government. Global warming is to keep you dependent on government. That's why the Pope has come out with global warming. I'm convinced the Antichrist will use global warming and the Catholic Church to set up the one world system. And probably President Obama. Zika. We've got to be concerned. The mosquitoes. Well, we banned DDT in the 1970s. We'd gotten rid of malaria. Zika. Zika's been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. When we banned DDT as a chemical agent by which to eradicate mosquitoes, by the way, the chemical compound of DDT is a vitamin. It helps virtually every animal and insect in the world except the mosquito. To the mosquito, it's poison. So the birds that eat the DDT-infected mosquitoes are actually healthier than those that do not. But you had one lady that was scared of the green owl and the tree frog that they might eat these things and die because of the poison, because it killed the mosquito, it'll kill them, and we're all going to die, and we'll have no animals left, and the world is just going to go to Hades in a handbasket in a hurry. So we got rid of DDT. We're going to spend trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars trying to find out how to fix Zika, and I can tell you how in three letters. DDT. Kill the mosquitoes? We had almost eradicated malaria across the world because of it. Now malaria is on the rise and every airborne disease like it. We have shortage. Oh, you're going to have shortage of water. We're not going to have enough fuel. So we have to have alternate fuels. We got to have solar energy and wind energy. And we've got to have all this other stuff. Now, I'm not against those things, but they're not practical. They're not practical. Oh, we're going to have nuclear holocaust. How big is your carbon footprint? About size 8.5. Folks, do you know what plants eat? Carbon dioxide. Do you know what they give off when they eat the carbon dioxide? Oxygen. We need the carbon dioxide to feed the plants that they're trying to save. The plants give us the oxygen back, and we keep feeding each other. That's how God intended it. the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Right. Folks, let's not panic. Let's not listen to the press. Let's just let the earth be the Lord's. Let's be that calming factor. It's all going to be okay. Now, whether you choose to drink swamp water and eat au natural, that's fine. If you eat preservatives and pickled pig's feet, that's fine. I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to argue over what you want and what I want. I like what I like. You like what you like. I won't criticize you. Don't criticize me. I know people that have eaten healthy their whole life and died of cancer. I'm sorry. I know people that ate McDonald's for breakfast and Burger King for lunch and Arby's for supper, and they lived to be 90 years old. All right? Oh, bacon and ham and all that salt and that fat, it's going to kill you. Well, Grandma's 98 and she ate it every day. These old farm people, buddy, they grew up on it. Hard work is what'll help you. Father, I'm going to quit. Lord, we need to realize, just as you told Moses to tell Pharaoh, that the earth is yours. This old globe is yours. We get to be here for a little while. Someday they'll put our body in a grave, and as Dr. Hudson used to say, a little piece of resurrection ground. Lord, we'll have to rent that resurrection ground for a little while till the rapture takes place, but help us not to get in all panic and fear over what's going to happen globally and with the weather and with the world and all of the resources. It's yours. You'll take care of it. You'll take care of us just like you did the children of Israel during the plagues. In Jesus' name, amen.